From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, alert, alert. Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. Yes, I am he, the Stephen Roy. It is the 4th of October, the year of our Lord, 2025. Wreck'em Tech. That's right, Tech plays today against, and this is Wigan again. Oh, still Wigan.
I don't know what it is.
Okay, now it's good. Weird. Sorry for the loudness. It's something in the mixer. I do not know. Anyway, Wreck'em Tech. Tech plays Houston Day in Houston. Got my Texas Tech shirt on. Let's go ahead and start by doing the rumble. Shall we? Is that even a word? Shall we? Wrong mouse, David. Wrong mouse. Got two computers here. The production computer is a state-of-the-art Sony Vaio from early 2002. I've been recording with it with Cool Edit Pro, now Adobe Audition, for almost that long, if not that long. And it keeps working. State-of-the-art XP, oh yeah. Anywho, I got a more state-of-the-art iPad that I record the Rumble with, so let's do that. I readjusted the camera and everything, so let me get in place. I know the audio will be a little low. Some more lemon lime soda. It says it's in HD. Maybe that's why it's better video-wise. I don't know. Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for October 4th, the year of our Lord, 2025. I am Stephen Roy. Great to be with you here. The title of today's show is, Do They Not Know, Are They Just Not Self-Aware of the Harm They're Causing to Themselves? Our leftist Dems in these United States, are leftists worldwide, are they not self-aware? Do they not have enough knowing about themselves? I'm trying to think of how to put it. I know who I am, okay? I'm a bald, middle-aged man. I don't take myself seriously, and I don't expect you to either. You see, radio or television is entertainment. That's what it is, okay? I don't get butt hurt if someone attacks me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. If you attack me personally, I just block you. I don't argue with people on the internet. It's a waste of time, is it not? It is. So what I try to share you here is common sense, just common sense, things that have struck me with, stupid stuff that people do. Now I was going to read word for word an article that I read yesterday on X. I'm not going to do that now because the gentleman that sent it, I think, is a bit of a, let's just say he's a salesman, okay? If people approach you on the X and want to sell you crap, you might want to think twice about it. Now look at how many followers they have, okay? If they follow over 1,000 X profiles, but there's only a few or 100, even 200 following them, they're probably not real, okay? They're probably not. Now, there are people that don't spend a lot of time on X that don't have a lot of followers, and that's okay. As of right now, let's see. Let me click on my profile. Click. I have 8,740 followers. That's humbling. Thank you so much for following me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. So let me click on followers again and scroll down. Now the guy's article is good. So I do want to mention some of the things that he said. I'm not going to give him any credit because I think he's a bit of a salesman for certain crypto stuff. And that's okay. I'm not judging you, sir. Especially since it says you're a former Marine. And that means we are brothers, Semper Fi. But anyway, I just... Some of the things that he said are so good that I would like to use that as an outline for today's Rumble. He said, I am going to read for some of the stuff. You might notice that liberals throughout this nation and worldwide are coming out of the woodwork, right? He said, my liberal friends are completely oblivious about how radicalizing the last week, meaning the week of Charlie Kirk's murder, has been for tens of millions of normal Americans. Liberals, leftists, are totally oblivious to how people have come out of the woodwork. They have no clue, leftist Dems in particular, have no clue, and I'm not just talking about the United States. The last country that Charlie Kirk visited was South Korea, and he touched so many people there that the mourning was real. I mean, people really are mourning his loss after he visited there. That's how he touched people. Now, Charlie, it wasn't just about politics with Charlie. Charlie, like me, was a believer in Jesus Christ. So I believe he touched many others spiritually. As I said in last week's Rumble, we are in a spiritual war on this planet Earth. Not just in the United States, on the planet. Leftists, liberals, are working their A off to destroy every country in the Western world. Look at what's happening in France. It's even worse in the UK. In the UK, I can drop and face East of Mecca right in a busy road, and that's okay. I could stop traffic on any street in the UK, and that's okay. But if I stand on a street corner and pray, I go to jail. If I speak out against the government, I will get more jail time than raping a British woman. Now, this Pakistani rape gang that had been raping for God only knows how long, a woman testified she was raped hundreds of times by dozens and dozens and dozens of different men. And these guys are just now, these criminals, these rapist demons, are just now being sentenced? You get more time in the UK, the point is, you get more time in the UK for speaking out against the government than you do rape. What is wrong with this picture? Well, you see, culturally, it's okay in their culture to rape a woman. It's acceptable. They don't even know it's against the law in the UK. How can we condemn somebody who think it's okay to rape and murder infidels? You know, I saw a great video. I assume muzzy dudes walking down the street. This man and this woman are like, they got these like, it almost looks like AstroTurf rolled out, and they're cleaning them and then they're rolling them up. The dude walks by, grabs the woman on the butt, right? She tells the man walks over, boom, knocks his A out. So what did I post? He found out. That's right, he found out. If you're gonna F around, you're gonna find out. Now, come to West Texas and try to rape a woman. You're gonna find yourself getting a dirt nap. Come to West Texas and do a home invasion at my house. I promise you, you will not make it out alive. You will be dead. Oh, that's terrible. Threatening someone's life, David. Did you know that in the UK, there's over 45,000 stabbings a year? So great. You ban guns, and then people are all stabby. Stabbing each other. Look at the dude that stabbed people at the synagogue. Guess what? They took him out. He's no longer with us. I'm not talking about people who are online. I mean regular, everyday Americans. Normies. People who scroll through the Bookface posts and Instagram reels from the coffee shop drive-through line. Political moderates who have water cooler chats about Mahomes touchdowns. Wreck 'em. Wreck 'em. And Bon Jovi concerts, not Twitter threads or Rachel Mann cow monologues. Millions of them. Tens of millions of people have been awakened. There is an awakening in this country. And it's a spiritual awakening. And it's an awakening to battle evil. They're logging on, they're engaging, and they're furious. And I'll be candid, they blame you guys, they blame the left. So you see, they don't blame me. Okay? Leftist politicians, they can lay blame on Republicans. I'm not a Republican, by the way. Before I left, after the 2012 election, in the state of Texas, you don't have to declare a party. When there's a primary, you have to choose between Republican and Democrat during a primary, and I choose Republican. But I'm not a registered Republican in the state of Texas. In California, after the 2012 election, when Mittens Romney just literally blew it, just like John McShane did in 2008, 2012, Mittens Romney deliberately blew the election, and they re-elected Malbama. Barack Hussein Malbama Jr. or Bathhouse Barry, whatever you want to call him. Hey, he was a member of a bathhouse in Chicago. I didn't make it up. It's the truth. Anywho, after that election, I re-registered libertarian. What is a libertarian? Libertarians believe in less freedom, more freedom, less government. Strike that. Reverse it. So that's what I was when I left Skankafornia over 8 years ago. I re-entered the United States June 1st, 2017. That's when I crossed the border into Texas north of Muleshoe. That's how long I've been in West Texas. I'm scrolling down now. I'm not going to read this every word. Here are the facts. One. Tens of millions of Americans started the week seeing a 23-year-old blonde woman, a young woman in whom virtually every parent watching pictured their own daughter, stabbed to death on a train in Asheville, North Carolina. Now, I realize it's Ashevillistan. I realize that. I realize it's Ashevillazuela. But she stabbed and nobody did anything. Boom! Stabbed the crap out of her and people are just standing there. Okay. Let her bleed out. Let her bleed to death and did not help her. You know what, dude? When I saw you stand up with that knife, I would have ripped that out of your hand and lopped your head off. I would have taken you out. Hey, that's not a threat. In West Texas today, if you attack a woman and someone sees you, you're probably going to meet your maker. You're going to be sent to your God. These people then found out the murderer had been released from jail 14 times in Ashevillazuela. 14 times. It's disgusting. 2 days later, tens of millions of Americans watched the video when Charlie Kirk was assassinated. Millions of people knew who Charlie was. And those that didn't do now, I guarantee you. After seeing footage of the peaceful young man getting shot in the neck, these same people logged on to Bookface, Instagram. Talking about regular Americans. Not perpetually online, the X. And some of them are local nurses, school teachers, college administrators, and retail workers who celebrated the horrific murder of a great American. They celebrated it. You must be possessed by a demon. You must be evil to think it's okay to celebrate the murder of another human being. Let me tell you something. I don't feel sorry for those that were killed in the bombing in Iranistan. But I'm not going to celebrate it. I don't feel good about it. There's nothing good about taking the life of another human being. I'm not sorry that you fire 1,000 rockets into Israel and then you wonder why they retaliate and bomb wherever you are. I don't feel sorry for you. I don't feel sorry for you. However, I don't stand up and celebrate the murder. When October 7th happened, people worldwide that are Muzzies were celebrating. How can you celebrate the murder of innocent men, women, and children, especially the defenseless? How can you do that? What is wrong with you to celebrate that? You have been so indoctrinated that Jews are evil that you think it's okay to kill them? Look, that is no different than Hitler Youth. Communist race theory in the United States today is teaching our children that whites, Christians, and Jews are evil. That is not okay. And that is no different than Hitler Youth. Hitler Youth were indoctrinated that Jews are evil, so that when the final solution happened and Hitler sent 6 million Jews and 6 million non-Jews to the gas chambers, it was look the other way day for Germans. They just looked the other way because they bought the propaganda that Jews are evil. It is disgusting. Disgusting. It is. So you're not going to ever hear me celebrate the murder of another human being. I think it's horrific and it's terrible. However, and I have never taken another human life. I served 6 years in the United States Marine Corps Reserve. Never killed a man. Never shot at anybody. Right? I am trained in firearms, so I can defend myself. If God forbid someone threatens the life of my wife or my family, I will defend. Hey, if you come here and threaten anybody here in West Texas, I will defend West Texas, right? Because there's right and wrong. I put on the armor of God each and every day. Each and every day, right? I am a Christian soldier. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. Am I a sinner? I still sin. I still sin. The evil one would want me to think, oh, you're not worthy of the love of God. You're not worthy of Jesus' love. That's what the evil one wants you to think. And I almost started thinking that recently. And then one of my friends at church said, you know what? You're not a sinner. You're saved by grace. You are a child of God. And you know what? He's right. He's right. It is the evil one, the same evil one, that is driving these people to do evil things. Right? He is evil and he will not stop. And he must be stopped. So on this planet, there is good and evil. Who are you going to associate with? You're going to associate with those that celebrate life, that want people to have freedoms, that don't want the government boot on their neck? That's why we have constitutional carry. That's why we have gun rights in the state of Texas. Guess what? There's a lot less crime. Because if you commit the crime, guess what? You should expect something's going to happen to you. And so people, that's called a deterrence. If you know that nothing's going to happen to you if you commit a crime, if you're going to be released 100 times back out into the public to commit another crime again and again and again, well, guess what? There's no consequences for your actions, so you're just going to do it. But if you know you're going to the popo is going to get you, and you're going to take the popo walk to the pokey. You don't know what the pokey is, look it up. It's called jail. It's called prison. And you know what the popo are. They're doing their job. They should be celebrated, right? When I see a policeman at the convenience store, I open the door for him. Thank you, sir, for your service. Protect and serve. I mean, imagine Portlandistan. Imagine Portland. I call it. This was the first stand that I ever called it. Remember the summer of love? Remember the summer of hate? When they built that love city, whatever it was? Remember that? That's when I started calling it Portlandistan. It was the first stand. In Portlandistan today, the police are being told not to stop Antifa from attacking federal authorities. That's right. They're not stopping Antifa from attacking ICE. That's why President Trump has sent the National Guard to Portlandistan. Now imagine that. You're a policeman. I don't know how you can serve in Portlandistan, but you're a policeman in Portlandistan. You've been told to stand down and not defend American citizens from these idiots who are attacking them. I have a message for Anquifa. Come to West Texas. We'll see how that works out for you. Come and take it. Come and take it. The home of, right here, Texas Tech. The Texas Tech Red Raiders. Come and take it. We'll see how that works out for you. All right. I lost that article I was talking about. Here it is. Let me scroll down to where I was. So that was the facts. Fact three, immediately after seeing the footage of a man assassinated, these same people logged on and celebrated it. I talked about that. You deserve to be fired if you did that. Right? You don't ever hear me talk about my place of work ever. Ever. Would never do that. These opinions are mine. They're not the opinions of my employer or anyone else. They're mine. They're my opinions. So, here's what it means for you. The leftist Dems reading this. Normal, middle-of-the-road, non-political citizens just became politically active. Yes, they did. They realized that politics cares about them, even if they don't care about politics. After watching Arena and Charlie both assassinated, they think their lives and the physical safety of their families, the bedrock of human society, the foundation of who we are as a nation, depend on political activation, whether they like it or not. These people who've been awakened, they are now sprinting, not jogging, not walking, but racing to the right, because they blame you, leftists, for everything that happened. Mm-hmm. Scrolling, rawhide. All right, I'm not going to read no more of that. I will give you credit, Robert Sterling, for printing that article. I'm not going to take credit for that because obviously I didn't write it. All right, let's go to the regular X at Stephen Roy Radio since we're already 20 minutes into today's Rumble. Mm-hmm. A 12-year-old British boy faces terror charges after he expressed a hope to live in a world where Hamas terrorists won't be a threat to Jews nationwide. Imagine that. Terror charges. You can rape a woman in Britain and you won't get the same charges for this. Mm-hmm. Then you have this London. This is London. This is Londonistan, not Pakistan. A Muslim MP says the children are being murdered by Jews in a religious ritual. Are you insane? What is wrong with you, lady? Are you really that crazy that you believe that bat-ass crazy stuff? My brother sent me this. It's Wiggy Waters in a sombrero. I just think it's hilarious that you lefties have no sense of humor. If someone published a picture of me in a sombrero and it went viral, I would love it. I would love it. Cover up this bald head with a sombrero. I almost have a sombrero-looking hat that I wear to do yard work that I did right before doing this show. Got all my yard work done. And I slept in today. I couldn't believe it, you know? Dee and I never sleep in this late unless we're, like, just get home from traveling at 2 in the morning. Slept till 10 in the morning this morning. Never do that. Never. That's really sleeping in for us. Our dogs, we have little dogs. Lexington, Concord, and Lady May. They woke me up at 6 o'clock because they wanted to go outside. I let them out, let them back in, put them back in their beds, went back to bed. Slept till 10 a.m. Isn't that incredible? Wow. I've got to get this show done, the podcast done, and then it's time for football. This thing's wigging out again. I'm going to turn it up and turn it down again. Here we go. Testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2. It's better. I don't know why it does that. One of these days, I'm going to fix that. This was a great post from the Badass Bonkers British. Isn't that what it says on her shirt? Badass Bonkers Britain. Great post. Great post. And that was a good one. You'll have to check it out on the X. I posted on my X at Stephen Roy Radio. A woman took a swing at a police officer. She found out. Yes, she did. She found out. Found out. I said they will find out. I should have said she found out. So let's put an asterisk for correcting myself. And then I'm going to post this that I always post. You are here. You effed around and you found out. You are here. You found out. Post. Posting live on Rumble. Scrolling. Oh, that, a great article posted by Vince of a Border Patrol chief telling Governor Pillsbury Doughboy in Illinois they're going to be enforcing the law. Can you believe a leftist like this trust fund baby doesn't want them to enforce the law? No. We want crime in Chirac. We want crime in Illinois. So how dare they send federal troops to actually enforce law? Look at what's happening in Washington, D.C. More and more people are reporting it's safe now to walk down the street in Washington, D.C. Imagine that. That's not okay there, leftist idiot child, AOC. That's not okay, communist Bernard Sanders. That's not okay, Pocahontas. These are your leaders. And it's laughable. It's just laughable. Men pretending to be women have been moved back into male prisons as ordered by Donald Trump. Do you approve of this? I said absolutely. Guess how many rapes have occurred in prisons throughout the United States when these dudes have instantly became women? I identify as a woman, so I'm a woman. Then you get put into a women's prison and they rape women. That's not okay. It's happened way too many times. I don't even know who I'm talking about, but it's a funny story. There was a doctor somewhere in West Texas that will only accept women patients. For all I know, she's an OBGYN, right? If you're an OBGYN, that's an obstetrician and a gynecologist, you probably don't want dudes coming to your practice. I'm just guessing, but you probably don't want dudes. So this dude with a beard and a dress comes to her practice wanting to be seen by the doctor. Guess what? He was turned away. I'll be surprised if he doesn't sue. I am a woman. So what if I have a penis? I am a woman, so you have to see me. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that dude that went to a wax shop that specializes in waxing women's woohoos. And he sued the wax shop because they refused to wax his wiener. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's just so stupid. It's stupid. Oh, here's a great article. Did you know that the BBC, in all of their wisdom, we're talking about the media in the UK, they want you to believe the problem when the dude attacked the synagogue is a right-wing problem. Okay. Who attacks Jews? Leftists, communists, socialists, Muzzies. So why do you think Muslim nations sided with Adolf Hitler in World War II? One reason. They both hate Jews. They're anti-Semites. Do you think the dude that attacked the church just hates Jews? It's not because he's a Christian. If you're a Christian like me, you love Israel, and you know by reading in the Bible, they are God's chosen people. That's why I unfollowed and no longer listen to Hair Hat Man, Tucker Carlson. I don't listen to him anymore. Now, I will occasionally click on his X to see if there's something interesting. I'd rather listen to Joe Rogan. I'd love to be on the Joe Rogan show. What an honor that would be. But Tucker Carlson's dead to me because he attacked Ted Cruz. Tell me where in the Bible it says Israel should be having here. I'm quoting Tucker, of course. Took me 2 seconds. Go to Bible Gateway. Just type into your or to your search engine. I don't use the G one. Type into your search engine Israel, chosen people, right? And you will get several verses. And I've quoted them on my X that says that. So here we got the BBC saying this. Yeah. Oh, here's a great BBC reporter right here. BBC reporter right here. We'll burn Jews like Hitler did, said BBC's reporter in Gaza. Samer El-Zanen has appeared on BBC Arabic more than a dozen times since the conflict. That's 10-7. Even reported live last month. And he says, we will burn Jews like Hitler did. That's what this guy's a BBC reporter. How do you possibly get away with that? With advocating the murder of Jews? And this is what I was talking about. Ricky posted this. Whilst Islamic call to prayer bellows from speakers in the city, the police have finally taken away Christian street preacher Oli Sabatelli's amplification. His crime? He's Christian. The UK used to be a Christian country. Yes, it did. They say his preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ is causing alarm and distress. They'll probably put him in jail. Meanwhile, in British cities, you're hearing the call to morning prayer. It's okay to face east of Mecca 5 times a day in a mosque, in the privacy of your own home. In a closet at work. I don't really give an F where you worship your God. I don't really care. But you don't get to block city streets. No, you do not. You get to go to the pokey if you do that. Breaking news. President Trump is preparing to revoke every shady auto pen pardon signed by the demented one and hold those criminals that did it without his permission accountable. Jail time for these criminals that were not authorized to do all these acts of the president. Don't you miss Weekend at Bribens? Don't you miss that every day? All right, we're well over 30 minutes into the Rumble, and that does it for me today. Hey, you have a great evening. You have a great day. Have a great week. Yes, now you have to. That's it for the Rumble. We'll turn off all the lights and we'll play some good music for you. Don't ask me why this song popped into my head, but it did. And you know, I have many God-given talents. The fact that I'm talking to you today is a gift from God. It truly is. You know, people are like, celebrate their wealth. Okay, I've got all kinds of money and I've been blessed with all this stuff. Nothing you have belongs to you. Everything you have is a gift from God. If it's not, where is it from? If it's not God, it's from the other guy. Just saying. So I queued up this song because it's just great. And it's America, Tin Man. Where it says, Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. XP sucks.
Sometimes late when things are real and people share the gift of gab between themselves. Some are quick to take the prize that waits among the shells. But Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And Oz never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke glass stained like a image going down, 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 down. Soap suds green like a nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, round, round. Already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me. Ooh.
Sucks!
Oh my god! No way!
Oh my god, RFD!
We'll be right back.
play that for you, but I'm going to play something else because it's football. And I didn't get it queued up fast enough, and now where'd it go? Where'd it go? I was scrolling it up, and then it started playing the next thing, so it disappeared. I'm just going to queue it up again. That'll be faster than try to find it. And a whole bunch of stuff, whole bunch of great music I got queued up for you. So now that I've already stopped the show, I'm going to scroll this up. I'm sure it's there. Okay, now it's not going to go. All right, well, let's play this. Because this is one of those things that, you know, makes you want to play football!
Yeah. for me to get on the mic and make this tag team party hype. I'm taking it back to the old school, cause I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way.
real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Say this town don't look good in snow. don't care, I know. Venture Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Blowing through your hair, and the days surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air, in the star, waiting for the early train. Sorry, boy, but I'm winded by a purple rain. Oh, come on, Joe, you can always change your name. Thanks a lot, son, just the same. Venture Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Cause a free wind is blowing through your hair, and the days surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air.
RIAA, bite me.
Denied. Go!
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Did I just score?
What are you waiting for? A graved invitation?
Quack, quack.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chin. I'll juice you up.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos, nachos for all.
I've still got a Woody Woodpecker.
From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
It's time once again for the Stephen Roy podcast. It is hour number two. Yeah, my voice is getting a little hoarse. That means I did a good job. If you're not exhausted by the end of your show, by the end of your day part, you are not giving full effort. You're just not. It's the Stephen Roy podcast, hour number two. That is the rant-free second hour. More music, more fun stuff. Less Steven. That's right. And we're going to start this second hour with a song I thought of yesterday watching Young Frankenstein. It's Weird Al Yankovic with Marty Feldman Eyes
on the Stephen Roy Podcast. Weird Al Yankovic. That was Bruce Baum. Bruce Baum, inspired by the Kim Carnes hit Betty Davis Eyes. Yeah.
Your butt is wide. Well, mine is too. Just watch your mouth, or I'll sit on you. The word is out. Better treat me right. Cause I'm the king of cellulite. Ham on, ham on, ham on whole wheat, all right. My zippers bust, my buckles break. I'm too much man for you to take. The pavement cracks when I fall down. I've got more chins than Chinatown. But I never used a phone booth and I never seen my toes. To the movies, I take up seven rows because I'm fat, fat, I'm fat. Come on, really, really fat. You know I'm fat, fat, I'm fat. You know it, really, really fat. You know I'm fat, fat, I'm fat. Come on, really, really you fat. Know. Don't you call
better give me plenty space. If I tell you that I'm hungry, then won't you feed my face? Because I'm fat, fat, I'm fat,
really, really fat.
You know I'm fat,
fat,
I'm fat. You know
really,
it,
really fat.
You know I'm fat,
fat,
I'm fat. You know
really,
it,
really
you
fat.
Know.
When I sit around the house, I really sit around the house.
You know I'm fat,
fat,
I'm fat.
Really, really fat.
You know I'm fat,
fat,
I'm fat. You know
really,
it,
really
you
fat.
Know it. You know,
fat.
You know, you know.
Really, really
come
fat.
On. And you know all by myself, I'm a crowd, let me tell you.
Oh my God, RFD!
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. In the butt last week, I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, 'cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons but I got a cool hat, and my homies agree I really look good in black. Fool, if you come to visit you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice living in an Amish paradise. Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy the little omelets wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whiny, or else my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're all crazy men and knights living in an Amish paradise.
Getting a lot of paper signed for Mr. Crazy. He was doing that one on that.
here, people. Listen to my story. A little story about a man named Jed. You know something? That poor mountaineer. They say he barely kept his family fed. Now let me tell you. One day he was shooting. Old Jed was shooting at some food. When all of a sudden, right up from the ground there, well, it came a bubbling crude. Oh, that is, well, maybe you call it black gold, the Texas tea. He gonna move next to Mr. Drysdale and be a Beverly Hillbilly. Before you know it, all the kinfolk are saying, yeah, buddy, move away from there. That little clampet got his own cement pond. That little clampet, he's a millionaire. Now everyone said California is the place that you ought to be. We got to load up this here truck now. We got to move to Beverly Hills, that is. Swimming pools. Move on, move on, movie stars.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
I can smell the onions floating in the air. Must be something that you ate. I can't imagine how your mouth must taste. Forgive me if I turn away. The slightest whiff just brings me to my knees. Almost pass out in your arms. I need a gas mask every time that you come near, and the halitosis starts.
I can smell your breath, it's choking me to death. The only one who doesn't know is you. Here's some gum to chew, or baby, there's no way you're kissing me. What'd you have for lunch? Don't you ever brush? Maybe a banana blast or two's what I'd suggest.
I can smell your breath. To be there when you're waking up, and that green cloud fills up the room. It's worse than it's ever been before, and I know, and you know,
and everybody in a 3-mile radius knows.
You should see a dentist soon.
'Cause I can smell your breath, it's gagging me to death. Something must have died inside of you. What you ought to do is chase a cert or two with Listerine. Even when you're gone, the odor lingers on. I'm buying you an Oral-B and a jumbo tube of Crest.
'Cause I can smell your breath.
Thank you.
Can't you smell the funk that's floating in the air? Must be something that you
Everybody got their Bibles?
Yes, Nathan's going to meet us at church. Come on, we got to go.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all.
Seven and one of those number nines.
Then I want $100 on a scratch off ticket, bought 2 12 packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all but she was wrong.
tired of spinning my wheels. I need to find a place where my heart can go to heal. I need to get there pretty quick. Hey, mister, what you got out on that lot? You can sell me in a pinch. Maybe one of them souped-up muscle cars, the kind that makes you think you're stronger than you are. Color don't matter, no, I don't need leather seats. All that really concerns me is speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60. Can it outrun her memory? Yeah, what I really need is an open. Trade in this old truck, 'cause it makes me think of her, and that just slows me up. See, it's the first place we made love, where we used to sit and talk on the tailgate all night long. But now she's gone, and I need to move on. So give me speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly, 0 to 60. Can it outrun her memory? Yeah, what I really need is an open road and a whole lot of speed. Throw me them keys so I can put some miles between us. Tear off that rear view mirror, there's nothing left to see. Yeah. Let me lean on that gas, all she catches up fast. So give me speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60. Can it outrun her memory? Yeah, what I really need is an open road and a whole.
I got a resurrection story, one I gotta tell. How Jesus changed my life and I'm still overwhelmed. Yeah, some days aren't so pretty, but I know where I came from.
Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. I thought you should know that all those prayers you thought you wasted on me must have finally made their way on through. Thought you should know. Oh, by the way, mama, didn't mean to ramble on you. How's everything back at home? Yeah, how's that garden coming? Is dad still doing dumb shit? And how'd he keep you this long? Yeah, I'm sorry that I called you so late. I just miss you. Finally made
must have finally made their way on through. I thought you should know that I really like this girl down in Jefferson City, and turns out she's a lot like you. Yeah, I'm still proud of where I came from, still the only damn son. The bus is leaving, so I gotta roll. Just thought you should know, thought you should know, thought you should know. I thought you should know, thought you should know.
Gordon Lightfoot for you. It's gonna do it for me today. Have a good one. Yes, now you have to.
At times I just don't know how you could be anything but beautiful. Think that I'm made for you. You were made for me. And I know that I will never change. We've been friends, the rain or shine, for such a long, long time. Laughing eyes, smiling face, it seems so lucky just to have the right, telling you with all my might, you're beautiful tonight. And I know that you'll never stray, 'cause you've been that way day to day for such a long, long time. And when you hold me tight, how could life be anything but beautiful? Think that I was made for you. You were made for me. And I know that I will never change. We've been friends, the rain or shine, for such a long, long time. Well, I must say, it means so much to me to be the one who's telling you, I'm telling you that you're beautiful.
Steve!
Get on that track, take a back seat, hitchhike to take a little long ride, on my motorbike until I'm ready. Crazy little thing called this thing called love.
Could tell just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well, in a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me, and I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell, just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstores sell, when you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail, and you won't read that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take. I'd walk away like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way script, enter number two, a movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real, I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell, just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well, in a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story's always in. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feeling that you left. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Where he
that I've changed your life forever, and you're never gonna find another somebody like me. And you wish you had more than just a lifetime to give back all I've given you, and that's what you believe. But I owe you sunlight in the morning and the nights of honest love that time can't take away. And I owe you more than life now, more than ever. I know that it's the sweetest debt I'll ever have to pay. I'm amazed when you say it's me you live for. You know that when I'm holding you, you're right where you belong. And my love, I can't help but smile with wonder when you tell me all I've done for you, 'cause I've known all along that I owe you the sunlight in the morning and the nights of honest loving that time can't take away. And I owe you more than life now, more than ever. I know that it's the sweetest debt I'll ever have to pay. Have to pay.